What up, what up, what up, y'all? This is Astro Dim here, laying in my bed because you know it's my bed in astrology. Am I right? Oh, gosh. I'm about to make a theme song, guys.
It's going to be cool. I'm about to make a theme song for my bed in astrology and sing on it. That's what I'm going to do. That'd be fun. So, full moon in Leo. Hey, what's up? What's up? This is my actual lunar return because I'm a Leo moon or whatever. And it's very close to my natal moon. So, and it's funny because, like, okay, y'all, I have Cancer in the sixth house. And so, child, listen, okay, I be tired during moon phases. Full moons make me extremely exhausted, and so I was just like pretty much sleeping throughout the whole time, and not the whole time, okay, I was just tired, you know. And then I was like, okay, what degree is this full moon in? It's like, oh, it's very close to my natal moon, that's why I be tired. So really, really funny. But let's go ahead and talk about this. This full moon in Leo at 20 degrees, 0 minutes. Some people say 19 degrees. I'm saying 20. Yes, I is. All right. So what happened today, earlier today, though, February 9th, 2:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Because, you know, I'm on the East Coast of the United States, baby. All right, so let's generally talk about what full moons mean astronomically, astrologically, all that jazz. Full moon, for us, we can visibly see it because we see the bright side of the moon at its full capacity. Okay, we can see it completely clearly, its full face, you know, of the bright side of the moon. But what's happening is that there's no shadows being made. You know, to the moon for us to only see partially. And so the sun's on one end of the earth, the moon's on the other end of the earth, other side of the earth, excuse me. And so with that, the shadows are not being made and we can see the moon completely, at least not the a whole entire moon, but the bright side of the moon completely, okay? And so that's what it is basically astronomically. Astrologically, pretty much the same thing. If you look at a chart, you know, you would see the sun on one end of the chart and the moon at the exact other end of the chart, okay? And so usually if the sun is in Aquarius right now, what's the opposite sign of Aquarius? Leo. So that means the full moon is in Leo. Do you feel what I'm saying? That's how you guys can figure out full moon, new moon shit, is by looking at the current season and where the sun is at right now, okay? Just, you know, adding that little jazz there. So, but, you know, if we go to the deeper meaning of it, you know, full moon is basically when we're feeling one way, but our expression is another. What we're consciously doing, well, like how we consciously act towards things is another. And, you know, this is where the term, like, the werewolf comes through, where, you know, you're one person one way, and then you, like, act like a whole-ass animal at a different time. It's because, you know, it's all pent-up emotion. Sadly, this is where the term lunatic comes from, too. There's literally been studies that show, and there's, like, I've actually talked to, like, you know, people in the medical industry, in my family, and people that I know that, yes, people tend to wild out more during the full moon. It's like a weird thing. There's more people that come in. You know what I mean? And so it's interesting. And this is for people from all different aspects of the medical world. So it's really interesting. You know, it makes sense. Our bodies are mostly water. The moon can move the waves of the earth, of the oceans of the earth, by creating these crazy ass waves. So why wouldn't make waves within us? You know what I mean? And that's what I'm just saying. I don't know. But basically, you know, it's the reason why it's like you feel one way, you act another. You know, the moon represents your emotions and your feelings, and the sun represents your self-expression, your conscious actions that you take. And so when there are opposite signs, and the signs mean opposite things, even though they have a correlation to each other, of course it represents you feel one way, but you feel like you have to act another, okay? And we're all going through this personally, you know, figuring out where exactly this energy is in your chart, your natal chart, how this energy is aspecting the current astrological climate, but also how this full moon is, you know, affecting your specific natal chart as well, like with aspects being made to it with other planets. You know what I mean? Every full moon is personal to certain people. And certain things may happen, certain things, you know, may not, blah, blah, blah. Depends on how it looks in your chart. But in general, we all generally feel this way, that we feel one way, but we're acting another. I can't even talk. Another. But yeah, that's what's basically going on right now. Okay, so but let's go a little bit deeper. Like, what's exactly happening in this full moon? Well, internally, which is represented by the moon, remember, internally, you want to express yourself in various ways emotionally, but externally, you want to detach from your emotions for the consideration of others, or to make yourself look away to others, okay? And that's represented by the sun. Again, Aquarius is known for being detached by their emotions to help others, to help a group, to help the revolution, to help society. They're like, okay, let's detach from the emotions to make the most logical decision. And that's how Aquarius generally move. But Leo energy is based off of fire, desire, passion. It has an inner fire motivation to it because it's a fire sign. And so, you know, fire energy is all about some sense of expression. You know what I mean? And being motivated and going after something. And so if a fire sign's in the moon, if the moon is in a fire sign, then of course, they mean you're going to be expressive with your emotions. And so it's kind of like, do you want to express your emotions, or do you want to detach from your emotions? But the funny thing about it, though, is that they, like, you know, they both have sort of a detachment to them. Believe it or not, and I can speak truly as a Leo moon about this, you know. Leo moons are self-expressive when it comes to, like, surface level shit. That's when we, you know what I mean, like my friends were like, you know, I was actually laughing because, you know, they, I guess we were looking at like moon signs when I was a kid, when I was little, and we were talking about astrology, and it was like, Leo moons are dramatic, and I'm like, I'm not dramatic. And my friends started laughing at me, and I guess you are. And it's funny, I'm like, I am, but you know, when I think about it, when it comes to very surface level shit, I'd be like, oh shit, oh my goodness, I can't believe this, I'm gonna die. I'm the queen of hyperbole, child, okay? Like, I really am. Like, I just, you know, when it comes to surface shit, but when it comes to something deep, like deep, 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 heavy, like, I definitely not dramatic. I actually try to hide. And it's kind of like, you think about a Leo, you know what I mean? A lion will flex on you easy, but if a lion's really hurt, they're hiding themselves, you know. And of course, lions are represented by Leos, and so, you know, it's kind of like that, where they're you know, a Leo would detach themselves from the situation to be able to heal. Aquarius is kind of like, I'm just going to try to repress and hide these emotions, blah, 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 and then just go on with their life, you know? And, you know, the thing is, though, is that you're human beings, and so we're going to have emotions. And so it seems like they're detaching from it, but emotions always chase Aquarius, you know what I mean? I feel like it's just, you know, a lot of people say that a Capricorn energy represses while Aquarius detach. I feel like Aquarius repress too, but they're based off of like logic, and so they can like stand off or push off their repressed emotions a little bit more based off of logic, while, you know, Capricorns are earth signs, and yes, we're not the most expressive with our emotions outwardly, but inward we have a lot of inner emotion. And since Capricorn energy is always like, or is, you know, connected to earth, is connected to practicality, okay, what can we do to fix this? if something's bothering us emotionally, we're going to automatically figure out or think, even in a subconscious way, what can we do to fix this? Instead of philologically trying to like push away the emotions. Do you feel what I'm saying? So yeah. Anyways, that's what's basically going to be like the situation for this full moon. You know, you want to express yourself in many different ways. And you know, when it comes to your emotions, but you're going to feel like you have to detach from your emotions for the consideration of others, or just to make yourself not look so emotional, which is so unfair. But, you know, it kind of makes sense when you think about the climate of the world right now. And the thing is, it's kind of like with full moons, you know, how it typically goes is because you're feeling one way, but you're acting another. We always got to follow the sun. You know what I mean? Like following the moon, of course, is very important to help you realize what you need to hold in and what you need to let go. But at the end of the day, like the solar system is ruled by the sun. We have to follow the sun. So if the sun's in Aquarius, then we're all in Aquarius. You know what I mean? And I know that the sun's not in Aquarius and other planets, blah, 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 blah. I get it, right? But that's how we're supposed to be. Wherever the sun is at in our advantage point, that's where we need to be at. You know? So the whole world, the sun's in Aquarius, and we gotta follow fucking suit. And that's just what it is. And you're going to, if you don't follow suit, you're going to feel conflicted in the full moon. And when the moon is, you know, squaring the sun, it's perfect examples of the situation. If we don't follow suit with the sun, then we're uncomfortable as fuck. You get what I'm saying? And so, you know, when the moon is full, it speaks of, like, you know, our cup being full and there's no more things to receive. So if you want to receive something, you have to release. And the best thing to release are the things that no longer serve you and doesn't just go with the program, you know? And so you have to think about the things you want to release, okay? The moon's in Leo, so I want to release Leo-esque things. And of course, I know I want to release things that no longer serves me or more on the negative side. So think about certain things that are like not so good about, you know, possibly your expression of your emotions. Wherever Leo is in your chart and that you rather let go of, think of that. You know what I mean? Is there a certain hobby that you're interested in that's actually not healthy and there's a better way for you to express that? Is there a better way for you to express whatever? Are you shy about certain talents and creative energy that you have and hobbies that you have? You know, let go of that, you know? Leo represents the gifts that we give to the world. You know what I mean? All the Leo energy, this fifth house Leo energy in your chart, sun, is a part of the gifts that we give to the world. And so, you know, are you holding back from that for some reason? You know what I mean? You got to express that energy a little bit more. You know, if anything's holding you back from your self-expression, you need to let it go. And what's going to happen is, it's beautiful because I know you're kind of thinking like, okay, well, if something's holding me back from expressing myself, I'm going to be expressing myself and I need to be detached from my emotions because it's Leo's sun. So how does that make sense? Well, the thing is, you're letting go necessary things that is causing you to feel like you have to like express yourself overly. You know what I mean? And so while you're letting go of those things that are making you feel that you have to express your like overly express yourself, you're being naturally balanced on an internal level. And so you're not being a Leo moon in this just extra dramatic, ridiculous, egotistical way. You're being a Leo moon in a creative, expressive, beautiful way. You know what I mean? And so it creates a balance where you can express your emotions in a beautiful, creative way while still being able to detach your emotions when necessary for, you know, the greater good. It's creating that balance. You feel what I'm saying? And so, you know, when you look at the full moon, whatever sign it's in, think about, you know, the negative aspects of that sign and look at where house it's in and figure out, okay, what do I need to let go in order for me to, you know, be able to take advantage of the next new moon and bring things into my life. You know what I'm saying? So definitely keep that in mind. Now, the moon is in 20 degrees Leo, so it's in the third decade of Leo, which is an Aries decade. And so we need to let go of these things in order to be more Aries-like. And Aries energy is all about motivation and drive and pushing through. You know what I mean? Like being passionate about something and doing something about it. You know what I mean? Not just sitting in that passion, not just jumping from passion to passion, but staying focused, streamlined, and push towards that thing. And so, you know, when it comes to things you need to release, you need to be like that. But when it comes to the certain things that you appreciate about your life, the things that you want to express in a balanced way, you need to do that as well. Of course, that means the sun is also in the third decan, but of Aquarius, which is a Gemini decan. Gemini decan's beautiful. It's all about communication and intelligence and figuring things out. You know, figuring yourself out. And I like that both of these energies are in, you know, the first fourth of the 12 signs, you know what I mean? Which is very much about self. You get what I'm saying? It's very much about self. And so, you know, it's kind of like, okay, I have this passion. I want to push towards it, but let me kind of think of different ways on how I can do it. You know what I mean? And so it's the advanced energy of each of the signs. So it's beautiful energy. And then also this 20 degrees is a Scorpio degree. And so this, you know, you releasing, you know, certain egotistical ways about you and pushing towards it and kind of, you know, thinking like, again, finding that balance, trying not to express your emotions just because you feel like you have every right to just like, you know, express your most emotions, even though it'll sour the mood. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's like emotionally understanding the gifts that you have, which is very much Leo. You know what I mean? Your talents, your hobbies, the things that you're interested in, your creativity. Emotionally finding that connection to it, releasing the things that's holding you back from expressing it, so you can then give it to society and give it to the world. Which is, again, the Aquarius sun energy that comes through. You feel what I'm saying? So it's honestly with full moons, yes, it's releasing and, you know, it's all about releasing things, but it's releasing so you can find that balance so you'll be able to tend to both sides of the luminaries. You know what I'm saying? So definitely keep that in mind. But it's just in a Scorpio degree, so it's just a good time for transformation. I think this is going to be the last full moon in a Scorpio degree. There's like, the full moons have been in Scorpio degrees for a while, that 20 degree. So, you know, what I definitely suggest for you guys to do is take motherfucking advantage. Because, yeah, just do it. Because, you know, basically you'll be able to create change. Yeah, it looks like the next full moon is going to be at 19 degrees. So, yeah, so you can literally create major changes within your life. So definitely take advantage of, you know, this full moon's being in Scorpio degrees. All right. And also, you know, Scorpio degree, you know, Scorpio's connected to the occult. So if you want to use like a little bit of magic to kind of, you know, push this transformation along, you know, this is the time to do it. Okay. All right. So now, lastly, let's go ahead and talk about the aspects being made. There's not many aspects being made to this full moon, which I think is litty as fuck. Because we can feel, you know, the less aspects being made, the more we can feel the essence of this moon. In transit wise, you know, how it's affecting on external world. But of course, everyone has a different chart, so it might come affect our internal world in a different way. But you know, let's go ahead and talk about these aspects. It's literally one major aspect that's happening, but there are some like semi-sextile energies happening too. So I was like, you know what? I might as well just talk about this shit. Whatever. Whatever. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk. Hold on one second. All right.
So the major aspect that's happening is that this moon, again, which is in 20 degrees, is going to be trine. I wrote this wrong. Sorry about that. Trine Mars in sextile. Mars is going to be sextile the sun. When the moon is trine or making any good aspects, especially trine energy, we'll say Mars, of course, in this case, you know, we're extremely emotionally motivated to do things and it just happens. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to even think about it. It's just so harmonious and it just flows well. And so if we feel something and we are emotionally motivated by something, that's going to be done, okay? Based off of pure passion, because both of these energies are fire, you know? And so if we feel passionate enough to do something and we have an emotional connection to it, it's going to be done. However, when Mars is in Sagittarius, and so, like, how we go about doing this thing may vary. You know what I mean? Where we have this main central focus, which is in a fixed Leo, right? You know, what we want to do. But then how we go about it, it's going to, you know, change variously. Which, you know, again, this energy is working harmoniously. But, you know, if you're continuously changing how you want to go about something, you know, although you have this main focus, you know, it can work to your benefit, but at the same time, it could be your detriment too. That's when sometimes, you know, the fall of trine energy is beautiful, but sometimes things, if they are too easy for you, if they flow too well, you're not learning from the situation. You think this is always how it's going to go, that you just got that magic because we're humans, you know? And so I think that's what's like a potential that could happen. Like, yes, you are emotionally motivated to do things. When you feel something, you're passionate about something, you're ready to do it. However, the execution may be a little bit funny depending on how you go about this energy. And so, you know, again, there can be downfalls to trines too. And that's a perfect example. Everything could fall perfectly, but if you don't execute appropriately, if you miss just one step, it could mess things up a little bit, okay? And so just be aware of that energy. You know, it's just bomb ass energy. I'm not trying to trip off that, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna hold you. But however, like, you know, while you're deciding, okay, maybe no, I should do this, maybe I should do that, you know, you have that main focus on what you want to do, but you're just like looking at this and this looks right, looking at that looks right, you know, yes, go ahead, look, but, you know, stay focused. You know what I mean? Pick something and just go fucking ahead. All right. That's my suggestion for you. This is for someone speaking that has their solar return Mars in Sagittarius, because I'm going through the same thing and I need to take my own advice, okay? Now, how it works with the sun is actually pretty cool, because even though emotionally you're like, you know, have this main focus and you're like jumping around trying to like figure out which is the best way to how to execute it, how to move towards that thing that you're motivated by, you know, when it comes to like how you're going to express this energy, it's actually pretty dope. Like, I feel like sextiles is actually one of the best or the better aspects when it comes to like life and learning and shit like that. It's because it's harmonious, but you get to learn something new. And so while you're deciding random, like, you know, different ways on how to execute things and being adventurous and spontaneous and learn, you know, jumping from one thing to another thing, you're learning from it all. You know what I mean? Sagittarius is all about learning things, and like, that's why they're adventurous, right? But Aquarius is about that too. That's why they like unique, unconventional things. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, known as a very intelligent sign. It is an air sign. You know what I mean? It could pick things up pretty well. But again, that fixed energy of Aquarius, they always have that goal in mind. You know what I mean? And so you have that goal in mind of how you want to express yourself. You have that emotional motivation on the opposite end that kind of keeps you going, and that passion that you have on something emotionally. And so what's really dope about this situation is while you're jumping around trying to figure out the best way to how to execute something, right? You are learning about
learning about each thing, so you can kind of create even like a hodgepodge version of something from the multiple like opportunities or situations that you was jumping through, and kind of create something new. That's why Aquarius energy is known for innovation, because of situations like this. Okay, so it's dope ass energy. See where this falls house wise for you. I think it'll be lovely to see. This energy is hitting my first 7th and 11th. So this is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And yeah, let's see how this pops off for me. Shit. All right. So let's go ahead and move over to the next energies. Let me see. Do I have this right? Yes, I do have it right. Well, my goodness. Well, actually, no. This is technically not a sextile. Sextiles, you got to be very strict. It's off by a few minutes, so I'm not going to count it. Sorry. So the moon, full moon, is in conjunct and semi-sextile Pluto, kind of. Not really, because it's off by some minutes. Like, off by 30 minutes. And you got to keep the shit tight when it comes to in conjunctions and semi-sextiles, because the energy is so sensitive that if it's off, it's off. So I won't count it. Same with actually the semi-sextiles and in conjunctions with Neptune as well. I'm not going to count that either. It's not as off as Pluto, but it's about 20 degrees off. Nope, it's not. No, I'm not. Nope, nope. No, yeah, it is. Yes, it is. All right, yeah. So I'm not going to read those. How about that? Yeah, I'm not going to read those. Sorry, y'all. But yeah, that's what's happening, y'all. I hope this was helpful. Yeah, I'm just going to talk about that. That's the aspect I'm talking about. I'm going to leave it at that. Cosmic Gang Gang, if you're interested, and if you are a paying customer to me monthly, first of all, shout out to you. Thank you. Second of all, let me know which February reading that you want. Also, let me know which January reading that you want, because a lot of y'all didn't tell me. Okay? And if you're waiting on a reading, it's coming. Had to go through a lot of things personally. So my shit's delayed, and I apologize for it, but I'm working on it, okay? And yeah, Cosmic Gang, you're gonna have the continuation of this reading, and I'm just gonna end this here, so the public won't hear it. Only you guys get to hear it. All right, bye, y'all.